This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
This whole thing has been a witch hunt. It's no question in my mind, it's an absolute witch hunt. I remember when I brought in my buddy Greg Jarrett a while ago to have a great conversation about the Russia hoax. And his new book, which is even bigger and more thoroughly researched than before, Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history. And he goes into depth about all of this. And I'm so happy to welcome to the program right now, back again, Greg Jarrett. Welcome back, Greg.
Rich, long time no see. Great being with you.
Oh, it's so great to have you on, my friend. Congrats on the new book, Witch Hunt. This is a great one, and I know how much research you've done. I think the bibliography in this book is even bigger than the other book. Like, literally the entire Russia hoax book, there's so many notes in this book.
Well, there's 1,500 footnotes. I used no anonymous sources, so everything is attributed and properly cited and sourced so that, you know, the mainstream media, which I really go after in this book, don't come back and say, oh, Jarrett's just a conspiracy theorist, he's making stuff up. No. You know, as my wife said when she read the book about a week ago, she said, my God, every time I turn the page, I say to myself, did this really happen? And it did.
Your book reads like a work of fiction, the kind of fiction that you go to somebody's office and go, they would never do this. It's unrealistic. But it's not fiction. It's real. It's research. It's actually what took place. But it's the kind of thing that political thriller writers could never imagine happening to a candidate and then a sitting president of the United States of America.
You know, as the president told me, I interviewed him for the book late June. He said this should never happen to another presidential candidate. It should never happen to another president of the United States. A group of powerful unelected officials who operated in the shadows of secrecy to create the greatest mass delusion in American political history. You know, they simply made up a pernicious lie that Trump had colluded with Russia, and now we know that it never happened. So how did they do it? This book, Witch Hunt, explains how they managed to pull it off.
Yeah, it does. I mean, for example, when you talk about Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and how they talk about how they're going to stop it to make sure he doesn't become president, they're going to stop it. Then you get into James Comey, you get into the attempted coup, the folly of Mueller's magnum opus. And then Greg Jarrett, turns out, as you wrote about yesterday, that Robert Mueller actually wanted to become the FBI director. So the question is now, did he lie to Congress?
Yes, I wrote a column to that effect, quoting extensively from my book, Witch Hunt. You know, I interviewed the president, and he told me Mueller wanted very badly to be the FBI director again. I corroborated that with other individuals, including the president's personal assistant, who was privy to the conversation. That is now backed up by additional documents and multiple witnesses. So, you know, the question is, did Mueller lie? But more to the point, Rich, is that, you know, Mueller was in the Oval Office the day before he was appointed as special counsel. Did the president talk about his reasons for firing James Comey, which made Mueller a fact witness? Mueller says, oh, gee, I don't remember. That was his testimony. Well, the president remembers, and the answer is in my book.
Well, it absolutely is. And Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history. Greg Jarrett, number one New York Times bestselling author of The Russia Hoax. One of the absolute most researched and well-documented books in political history, no doubt. No anonymous sources. Everybody on the record in this book. Greg, there's a lot of people here who are collateral damage, as you put it. People, innocent people whose lives were smeared, I would say ruined, by this whole attempted coup against the president of the United States.
That's right. Chapter 8 is called Collateral Damage. It focuses on General Michael Flynn, who was ambushed and targeted under false pretenses by James Comey, Andrew McCabe, and Peter Strzok. It turns out he actually told the truth, and that's in the FBI report. Yet Bob Mueller twisted the facts and contorted the law and went after Flynn with a vengeance, trying to force Flynn to lie about President Trump. You know, it's not just unconscionable, but in my judgment, it's lawlessness on the part of Mueller and his team of partisans.
And Mueller, as you point out, Greg Jarrett, he really made it seem to people, he put the impression out there that the president had obstructed justice and that he couldn't prove it or disprove it. And he just let it hang out there that the president of the United States may have done these things.
He did something that no lawyer in America has ever done. He inverted the burden of proof and, you know, he deprived the president of, you know, the freedom to challenge. And, you know, this, I explain this in Chapter 5, that, you know, saying that the president is not exonerated is not a legal standard anywhere in American jurisprudence. Mueller made it up. Andrew Weissman actually made it up in order to smear Trump and trigger impeachment, which, you know, now has taken on a whole new avenue.
There are people, Greg Jarrett, who it's a small group of very powerful people throughout the course of the intelligence community and federal law enforcement that have so much power now that they are able to do this against the president of the United States. And, you know, the question I always ask people is, I ask people on the left this question all the time. If you support this because you don't like Donald Trump, what happens when it's done to your guy, or what happens when it's done to you? Because if this deep state or police state, whatever term you want to use, is so incredibly powerful and it's not stopped, then it's going to happen again. And next time, they're actually going to pull it off.
Oh, absolutely. But this underscores how, in my judgment, Americans should be afraid of their own government, this malignant force of people.
Yes.
Who will deprive you of the presumption of innocence and without any evidence go after you. It's, you know, extortion, it's suborning perjury, but they will do it because they have the power to do it. And, you know, people should be afraid.
Because they have so much power, Greg, and they never stop, and they don't have to worry about getting clients or worry about running out of money. The government, nonstop power. If they want to get you, they'll try to get you. I mean, they will get you. They'll find a way to get you, as you proved not only in the Russia hoax, but in Witch Hunt. They will find a way.
Oh, and they did this to Michael Flynn. What they did was they sent him to the poorhouse. He had to sell his house because he couldn't afford to defend himself. And they threatened his son over something that wasn't against the law. And, you know, you go after family members in order to pressure somebody into lying. I mean, I just am ashamed of people like Bob Mueller and James Comey and Andrew McCabe and Sally Yates and Rod Rosenstein. And I explain it all in the book.
I know you got to run. You got another interview. But do you think we're going to get justice here? Do you think that Bill Barr has the ability to bring these people to justice?
I do. And he doesn't care what the media says about them or Democrats. He is determined to unravel the truth. I'd like to think that my book is a nice roadmap for him. But, you know, he's got his own. And he has now expanded his probe, added additional personnel. What does that mean? It means he's already found evidence of crimes and corruption.
Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history. Fascinating book. Greg Jarrett, number one New York Times bestselling author of The Russia Hoax. This book is available everywhere, and it's a bestseller already. Hey, Greg, thanks for making the time today, my friend. Keep up the great work.
Rich, many thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.